The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here Thursday, May 18th, 2023. And, of course, Joe Kelly was just talking about the Constitution. Many of you have a Constitution first thing in the morning. If you're regular, just remember, flush twice. It's a long way to Washington. It's funny. We have a little interesting tidbit coming at you in the email blast. It's a photo of somebody's bumper sticker that says, using your turn signal is not, quote, giving information to the enemy, unquote. Okay. Yeah. Had a little levity this morning brought to you by the Power Mall. For those of you who are first-time listeners, and we apparently have a lot of new listeners to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah. We appreciate that. If you call the Power Mall, we're going to reward you for being a first-time customer by giving you 10% off your order by using the code FIRST10. That's the number 10, FIRST10 at checkout. That also applies if you pick up the phone and call the Power Mall when it opens at 8 o'clock Central, 877-817-9829. To request a Power Mall catalog, and then, that's if you don't have internet, we have a Power Mall catalog printed for you so you can find out what we have there. We have a spring sale going on for those of you who are suffering from allergies. We have quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinew Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic and Optivita digestive enzymes. Now, the other thing is the daily deal. This thing is at thepowermall.com. It resets itself at midnight. So if you just dial into that, you can click on that and enjoy saving even more. And I didn't realize that we had the Real Anthony Fauci books by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. still left in stock. So we're going to just discount those 20% off while we still have them in stock. And if you're ordering Silver Shield sanitizer, you can save 30% on that as we close that product out. Now, the seeds, here's the thing. You can still plant. I just went out and planted lettuce and spinach and peas in the seed starters. And you can use the White Harvest heirloom seed kits if you get them. There are not very many left in stock. So we're going to give you 10% off just to incentivize you to start growing food. You need to plant that victory garden. We're also helping you along. We have this product right here. It's called Willard Water Plant Catalyst. And we're going to give it 10% off on this bottle. Look, it's 32 ounces of it. Packs a punch. You put this in when you're growing your plants, and it increases the absorption of nutrients into the plant. It's cool. We've got the former governor of Oklahoma joining us on the show today. Dr. Mark Sherwood will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Sherry Edwards, you like her. She's been on the show multiple times. She will be here tomorrow on the Power Hour. So you need to get the word out there and call all your friends and tell them to tune in. And, of course, we have the newsletter at both the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com. If you just go there and click the newsletter tab, we can hook you up with all the information and news you need to know. And, of course, if you have comments, you can leave them on our websites. Because, you know, listener interaction is important because we can't gauge what's going on in your head. We can't read your mind. So we tell you, go to each of these respective places and leave us a comment on the website. And you can also go to our forum, which we have, you know, for listeners to have an open discussion with other like-minded individuals on any topic you can imagine. You can also follow us on Facebook, our Facebook group. That's a private place for listeners to share posts. Plus, we're also on Truth Social, Brighty on BitChute and Rumble. And, of course, understand that we are a 100% reader-supported platform. Without website advertisements or advertisements or adverts, as they say in Britain, that means without your support, we wouldn't exist. And so when you see the Buy Me a Coffee, click that and become a level 2 or 3 supporter. And that would help us out a lot. You can make a one-time donation at thepowerhour.com. Click the Support Us tab. Or you can snail mail it to us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can go to thepowermall.com. Call us at 877-817-9829 between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Time and make a donation that way also. We will reward you for $100 or more donation. I have this Joyce Riley coffee mug right here on the screen. It says, knowledge is power, with the Constitution in the background. There's Joyce, Miss Joyce right there. And on the other side, we have the Power Hour logo. So you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning while we are on the air talking about this, that, and the other thing. Now, when you shop on the Partners tab, make sure that you call us or email us to let us know that you shop there so we can get credit for it. And, of course, for those of you who need a number to listen to the Power Hour by phone, that's 631. I gave that out yesterday very slowly. 631-359-8232. That's 631-359-8232. Let's put on the sales voice here this morning. I know, it's only 6 minutes after the hour. Hey, what time is it? Oh, my God, it's early. Yeah, sounds like Good Morning Vietnam, doesn't it? 631-359-8232. That's 631-359-8232. And you're going, okay, Krieger, how many cups of coffee did you have this morning? Just 2. Peace. All right, come on. Rick Satellite Systems. Hey, you got to love this guy, Rick Kaler. You know what? He has given away two of these systems on the Power Hour. Two of them. They cost $269, including shipping. And if you get one of these systems, got this giant 3-foot dish, you get one of these systems and you can actually listen to the Power Hour on Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system without ever having to make another purchase again. Don't have to worry about funky shortwave signals cutting in and out or listen to the radio station cutting in and out. You don't have to worry about that. You have one of these Rick satellite systems in your home, and you literally can just dial that up one time. You've got all these other channels and all these other stations. Rick has been on the show to tell us all about which stations there are. We also have a link there so you can look at a listing, a complete listing of both TV and radio channels on Galaxy 19. And the link is on your email blast if you have internet. Now, if you want to win one of these systems, you email us a letter at support@thepowerhour.com and tell us why you'd be a good recipient. Or if you want to snail mail it to us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, you could do that too. Makes it all worthwhile when we can give away stuff. And, you know, somebody else donated another satellite system. So that means we've got two systems to give away in the near future. We will be doing that. All right. Now we move on to world news for May 18th. Biden, Hair Sniffer Joe, has arrived in Japan for the G7 summit. What are they going to talk about? Well, let's see. Russia's war on Ukraine, nuclear disarmament, artificial intelligence, climate change, and economic security. Joke, joke, and more joke. Joe the joke. Wow. And they're also going to talk about China's rising power and influence. I wonder if they're going to bring up the fact that, Joe, out of curiosity, how much money did they give you and how bad do they own you? You and your family. Did the Chinese own you, Joe? Do they? How'd that happen, Joe? You going to answer the questions? No. Of course not. You probably forgot, right? You're probably going to fall asleep during the summit. Bet you he does. G7 leaders are also going to try to discuss a proposal for the Ukraine peace summit. Oh, really? There is going to be one? Wow. I don't know about that. I don't think Volodymyr Zelensky, he likes them giving money and weapons to Ukraine too much to stop this. Six Kyiv residents, by the way, that's the capital of Ukraine, who posted shocking nighttime footage of missiles flying through the air, which quickly went viral. Yep, they fly through the air with the greatest of ease. Yeah. They're Russian missiles. Not flying to appease. I had to think about that for a minute. Yeah. Well, these people posted this stuff on social media. This nighttime footage of missiles flying through the air. They posted it on social media, and now they're all in jail. Wow, imagine if that were to happen over here in America and you posted stuff that was very sensitive, what they call sensitive. Oh, shut up. Yes, that's sensitive. Up to 8 years in prison if charged with breaking wartime censorship rules. We're in the middle of a war. You can't post stuff like that. You're letting the Russians know they're winning. Gee, you don't want the truth to get out, do you, Volodymyr, huh? Yeah, Mr. Porn Star. No, whatever. Wannabe. John Holmes, you're not, Mr. Zelensky. People in Turkey are having the same kind of issues that we're having here, it seems like. The opposition party, the Republican People's Party, filed complaints about thousands of alleged irregularities at ballot boxes in Sunday's election. Looks like the current President Erdogan got quite a few more votes than what he was supposed to have. Yeah. Some of these irregularities amounted to just one single miscounted vote. Others allegedly affected hundreds of ballots. Wow. Christian mayoral candidate in London's civic election has scored a massive win after tasting bitter discrimination from her former employer, Housing Association L&Q. It wasn't discrimination for her skin color. She's the daughter of Jamaican immigrants, but the religious views she espoused during her campaign that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's right. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. For this, she was fired from her job of 13 years, and she went and fought back in court and won. She's a mayoral candidate in London. Yeah. The Texas Department of State Health Services is warning people, you want to go down to Mexico and have surgery because you can get it cheaper there? They're warning people not to go to Matamoros for medical procedures. Apparently somebody or five somebodies went down there and contracted meningitis because they got an epidural or anesthetic injected in the spinal column area. And of course, if you don't know what meningitis is, it's a swelling of the protective covering of the brain and spinal cord called the meninges. So the authorities, especially in the state of Texas, Department of State Health Services, is warning people, please don't go. Go somewhere else where you know you're going to get decent treatment. 13 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and we're moving on to use news politics. Well, it finally happened. You're going, what? More news, interesting news. Representative Ana Paulina Luna. You know, it's amazing. She goes by three different names. She's a Republican congresswoman from Florida. Ana Paulina Luna, kind of like James Earl Ray, John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald. You know, Ana Paulina Luna yesterday introduced a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Adam Schiff of California from Congress. I know you're all yelling, aah! Yeah. Luna's resolution comes days after special counsel John Durham released his report about the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign for alleged Russian collusion. Russia, Russia, Russia. And, of course, Adam Schiff, once that report came out and Congress heard it, they testified Adam Schiff just couldn't let go of it. Russia, Russia, Russia. Still going on about it. J6, the whole nonsense. It's all BS. Part of the Schiff show. You know, if he's gone, then I guess we can still use the term Schiff show because we can't say the SH word that ends with it. Can't say that because the FCC has a problem with it. I don't know why. It's talking about human excrement. is another word for that brown stuff you need TP to get rid of. Senate Democrats unveiled a new bill. You ready for this? They'll pack the Supreme Court by adding four new seats beyond the current nine seats. Another move of political theater. You really think that's going to make it past the House? They got to get past the House with this. Not going to happen. And this is who did it? Senator Ed Markey. Markey from Massachusetts. Yeah, Senator Edmund Markey unveiled this new legislation, the proposed Judiciary Act of 2023, at a press conference. And Gordon, you got to make it. It's the dig me hour when he gets on there and starts patting himself on the back. And I'm going to pack the court. Yeah, you sure are. Nah, we'll see about that. There's a lot of people out there that have some respect for the Supreme Court, even though there was an issue that they just ruled on. They basically allowed that Illinois ban on assault weapons to stand. And they sent it back to the lower courts for more determination and testimony. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday signed into law new restrictions on gender-affirming treatments for minors, drag shows, and bathroom usage, which pronouns can be used in school. And, of course, you're not allowed to do gender-affirming treatments now in the state of Florida for minors, nor are you allowed to have drag shows in front of minors. You're not allowed to have biological males go into female restrooms. And we can still refer to Nancy Pelosi as it. I'm still waiting for somebody to come up with one of these Nancy Pelosi dolls that's like a Chatty Cathy that you pull the string and democracy, democracy, democracy. And then after the third time her dentures fall out, then you get the thing, you get to put them back in and, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, one of those things. You can probably make a lot of money doing that for those of you who are very creative and you're good with that stuff. Dave in New York, good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir. What do they call those roundouts or something like that, where the bunkers where the people hide out, like down in New Zealand and whatnot? You know, the people are going to live after we all die. You know, those people.
Yeah, I am sure.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi is going to, hers is built out there in a petrified forest. You'll never find her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was a petrified.
She dies. Okay. Yeah, she dies. She gets petrified. Yeah, bada bing.
Well, she's petrified already.
I know.
Keepers. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, when you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was talking about.
I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday say that I assume it's 9 o'clock Eastern time that they're going to serve impeachment papers on Biden. And I think you can go to green.house.gov and find out exactly what's involved in that. She must have some co-sponsors on this deal because she wouldn't just be doing anything on her own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's pretty
maybe.
Big news, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I really am reluctant to report stuff like this because, again, it's the political proctology exam. This is all political theater. I mean, literally, if you look at the FBI probe from Durham, they got that out there. And, of course, Durham is going to testify next week. And the House Judiciary Committee can't wait for more political theater. And Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida is like, we need to indict FBI agents that initiated all of this garbage against Trump. I'm like, come on, really? You can't indict anybody. Congress doesn't indict people.
when you mentioned proctology, I'm wondering, you know, when a doctor does or whatever really bad in school or whatever, he becomes a psychiatrist. Okay, and I'm wondering how bad you got to do in school to be a proctologist. Things are looking up.
Yeah, they're looking up all right. I mean, you have to have fairly long digit, you know, to do those PSA exams. I guess I don't know. You know, actually,
yesterday was one of the best programs you ever had. I consider it power or gold, those people on there. That was amazing. And I got to come clean now and tell people that I've seen orbs, okay? And I tried to get my grandchildren to see them, and, you know, at first I thought it was a reflection on the lake, but then I realized there's no lights down there. And then when I realized I saw them, they came like within 50 feet of the house, and they're like bouncing around, just three of them. And they just gave off this sense of happiness is what they gave off. But during a blizzard at the top of my driveway, like 600 feet, and it's only uphill one way or whatever, I went up there to get my wife's car up when a storm started coming, a blizzard came, and I had to get up there before it accumulated at all so she could get out of our driveway in the morning. And I had one of those headlights you put on your head, so you can see things. And I'm pretty good with measurements because I've worked construction, a lot of my life. And I looked off, and I saw two eyes glowing, and they were 8 feet up in the air with the two eyes, and they were a foot and a half apart. And it wasn't all these things you hear about Bigfoot trying to hide himself. It wasn't Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And
two eyes. Were they green?
No, they were bright white. And when I with a light, and basically this thing, gave me permission, if you will, to go back down to my house. But I left the car there. But I figured, if this thing wanted to hurt me, it could have done it already.
You know what? Why it didn't hurt you is because I'm a Power Hour listener, and that's why it didn't hurt me. I'm calling the show all the time. I need to be around for that purpose.
But I thought of something or whatever, and it just communicated with me, don't push it.
Okay.
All right. You're the boss.
And if it was me, he would have gone, Elliot. That's what he would have said. I'm sorry, I'm not Elliot.
Yeah, and when he talked about things, being communicated to whatever, this didn't change my thoughts of Jesus Christ or any of my faith at all. It's just I will use it for good. You know what I mean? And tell people, okay, you see something like that, it doesn't mean you're crazy. It just means that there are other dimensions passing through here. And I went through the whole thing around here with a Ouija board, and my son, he didn't have a Ouija board, but he was at somebody's house, and it attached to him, and this thing followed him home, and he'd look out his bedroom window at night, and there were the two red eyes, and sharp, razor-like, bright white teeth. Well, I see the same damn thing looking out my basement window or whatever. I didn't see those shiny teeth, but I saw the bright red eyes. I just laughed at it and walked away. Ah,
there you go.
I turned around and it was gone.
The whole time you turned around and walked away, you were singing, doop, 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 looking at my back door.
Basically, you get the bottom line. But thank you for putting up with me, and I'll talk.
Not a problem,
talk
Dave.
To you later.
I appreciate it. If it was me, I would have gone, doop, 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 doop. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's getting to be, this is definitely my morning routine, Dave. I appreciate you.
thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got something that I got thrilled about yesterday. I was listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the word impeachment came up a bunch of times. And I was going to tell you, if Biden gets impeached, I'm going to invite you down here for a big party. I'll pay for all the expenses.
There you go. But here's the problem. If they impeach Biden, they got to impeach Chlamydia Harris, too. They cannot just impeach. They got to get McCarthy in the president's chair in order to resolve the issues, because then McCarthy can clean house and replace the entire cabinet. But he can't do that until, you got to get rid of those two. And this is one of the reasons why the Republicans don't want to impeach, even though Marjorie Taylor Greene is going, Biden's a criminal. She can say everything she wants, but if they impeach him, she's going to step in. Chlamydia Harris will become president, and then we got real problems, because I still want to know what kind of drugs this woman is on, because she won't be able to complete a sentence without laughing no matter what.
I know, isn't that the truth? That's something they were talking about. People have been talking about that. If Chlamydia Harris ends up stepping up in there as president, my God, she's more hated than Biden, I think. And she, what would you think on that?
Well, no, her voter
approval rate. I mean, she's an absolute clown, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said the polls are just dissing her like nobody's business right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. All right. Well, that was really all I had to say. I appreciate you, and I'll be calling you back.
Not a problem, Jeff. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. Have fun in the Tar Heel State this morning. In Arizona, by the way, the 3-day trial is scheduled to start. It's in progress here for Republican candidate Carrie Lake to prove Maricopa County did not properly verify voter signatures on ballot envelopes during the midterm elections last year, and that those problems changed the outcome of the race. A lot of it is they failed to test the printers. You know, the tabulator-based claim and a printer-based claim may seem like a subtle distinction. It's not. You know, there's all sorts of arguments here that are going on between her and Judge Peter Thompson, the Maricopa County Superior Court judge. They're going to have a trial for sure. It's not already going. We'll find out more information. We'll let you know. Don't get your hopes up. Powers that be don't want this stuff getting out of the bag, because when that Pandora's box gets opened up, the proverbial caca rolls downhill. The House Oversight and Accountability Committee is pushing back against Facts First USA's call for an investigation, and committee chairman James Comer describing the liberal advocacy group's efforts as theatrics meant to intimidate. Dark money organizations are attempting to intimidate congressional investigators who are shining a light on the Biden family's shady business schemes, according to a spokesperson from the House Oversight Committee. Here's the thing. We already told you it's a shift show. We told you this whole thing is nothing but political theater. They're not going to be able to accomplish a damn thing. I don't care what Marjorie Taylor Greene says. She needs the support of a majority of the House and Senate to impeach Biden, and that's never going to happen. I don't care what she says, Marjorie. Wonderful thought. I don't see it happening. Do you? I'm going to ask Mark Sherwood that very question when he comes out here on the bottom of the hour, after our bottom of the hour break, which is happening here pretty quick. Federal judge has ordered a preliminary injunction on the Biden administration's parole with conditions policy that would allow federal authorities to release illegal immigrants into the country without a court date. Wow. And here we have somebody up in Minnesota. I just read an article this morning about this guy and his wife who is a legal immigrant. He's an illegal immigrant. He's been in this country since 2012 up in Shakopee, Minnesota. And he just decapitated his wife, who changed her name to America, decapitated her and threw her head out in the snow and dumped her body out in the street. The guy has now been convicted, and I guess he's going to get life. Because they don't juice people up there. Yeah, craziness up there, right? We've also got an analysis on our email blast. You can read about how Trump turned the tables on the Manhattan DA's indictment. Apparently, it just fuels his presidential race. And we also have an article about Tim Scott and Joe Manchin joining forces on a bill to help invisible Americans build credit scores. I'd like to see how that happens. We'll be back with gubernatorial candidate Dr. Mark Sherwood after the break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Central time. Sorry, I'm just ahead of myself here by an hour. I don't know. We have to call it 7:32, because if we didn't, then Mark Sherwood would have already been come and gone. And I'll tell you what, if you become governor, I referred to you as governor. And I'm like, see, once you get in the role, man, it's like you really wish. It was wishful thinking. I was trying to be nice to governor, former gubernatorial candidate. See, I just think you should be governor. You should have been governor, damn it. You should have been governor. We have Dr. Mark Sherwood on the program with us. And see, he's been at Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. I mean, you've done so much good for people in America. And I'm so glad that you're joining us again. You've been on the show before, but this is just a treat because you can see this macho man here. This guy's a bodybuilder, folks. You could tell just by looking at him. So this is the thing. We're really focusing on communities here, and I know that you take aim with the state of Oklahoma because of some of the things I've heard complaints about, like what they're trying to do to property rights and zoning laws and all this other garbage. It's pretty sad. But the thing is that the bigger problem is what's going on here at the southern border also affects Oklahoma, does it not?
It does, Dave, and thank you for having me again. Your kind words.
you're great. God's guy, like
will, you, man. That'll happen one day, you know.
Yeah.
You're right. We have a tremendously significant issue going on in our country right now. You know, people are not taking this as serious as they need to, in my opinion. We have this influx of people, good, bad, and different. Let's put that to the side. Let's just look at the number of people that are coming across the border And it's not accounted for at present. You know, they're just going by and going through with the promise to appear for their, you know, their hearings and stuff a couple years later. Okay, right. How's that going to work? There's no accountability. And where are they going to go? Who's going to care for them? They're being victimized as well. We've got to remember that. And so this is affecting not just the Texas citizens, but the Oklahoma citizens. This is affecting our whole country. I was actually listening to a program this morning that talked about what's happening in New York City. They were using public school gymnasiums to house the 65,000 refugees that landed in New York City, and the parents pushed back and said, we want our gyms back. So this is an issue that I have been adamant about, Dave. I think we should put a moratorium on all immigration for a period of time to determine who is here, who's supposed to be here, who's not supposed to be here, and sort of clean it out a little bit and then reform the immigration laws, because I'm not anti people coming to America, of course.
Well, we had Ellis Island and people came here legitimately, and that's the thing. They're not coming here legitimately now. In fact, a lot of them they've arrested are known felons and criminals and murderers, and you know, they got cartel members shooting it. And here's the thing. There's all sorts of conflict going at the border we're not being told about. You got Mayorkas Dorcas, which I refer to lovingly as a rubber phallic symbol with ears. Yeah. I'm trying to be nice and not use the D word. But, you know, when you got people like him, and I mean, now they're talking about impeaching him, too. And I'm going, this is all political theater. None of this stuff is going to happen. If the Republicans in Congress really wanted to do something about this, it's just like Governor Abbott. Besides busing people to Chlamydia Harris's house, if they really wanted to make a statement and do something about this, the governors of the states would stand up, mobilize their forces, go to the border, tell the feds, hey, this is a formal invasion. You're not here anymore. You guys need to pack it up and get out of here because they're trespassing on states' rights now. And we're not doing any more of this. And you people, go ahead, cartels. You want to come across the border? And out they come.
Yeah, you're right. I was having a conversation with a well-known general that you would know just recently, actually yesterday, last evening. All it's going to take is one governor and some sheriffs to step up. You know, borders matter, and we're talking about our nation's borders, and they're not being protected. So we can all agree that there's some level of unprotection, no matter where you are in the scope of belief systems or support. The states need to push back, and I concur with you. It's a cute stunt to bus people to somebody else's door, but that is a cute stunt. It's not solving the problems. We have a uniparty system that is so hell-bent on staying in power that they've forgotten how to serve the people. That's a strong statement, but leaders like this should go back to see what can we do for you. For example, the leaders of Texas that are representatives and senators and governors should say, what can we do for the citizens of Texas? And they should protect the border. Protect the border at all costs. You know, there's plenty of volunteers there you could deputize along those counties along the border and say, you know what, I dare you. And I guarantee you, if you push back to the cartel, they're not going to push back. They're not going to create an all-out war because they're completely outmanned, outgunned, outwitted, outsmarted.
Well, the bigger problem is that from what I understand from Sheriff Brad Coe and other people that we have talked to, each of these people that would become part of their deputized militia, they got to put up a $2,000 bond. That's my understanding. And that has prevented a lot of people from getting into the fray. And I know that they have a lot of ex-military cutouts down there on the border because we've talked to some of them and they're just saying, you know, this razor wire thing. I mean, all they got to do is come up there with the bolt cutters and they're just, you know, penetrating whatever this chain link fence is what we were told by people on the border, actually, that were helping Sheriff Brad Coe down in Kinney County defend those borders. And we're just hearing all sorts of stories that it's like, where did all these millions of dollars that Governor Abbott got, where are they being spent? You don't, I mean, $50 some odd million, if this is true, what was donated, that it's 6-foot chain link fence that they're cutting through like butter. It's not very representative of anything when they say we're putting up a wall. And I'm like, yeah, the wall you're putting up is between you and the voting public. And you think that we're all stupid and we don't know what's going on here. I think the bigger problem, and your general may have reflected on this, is what happens when these illegal immigrants turn into have-nots and they find themselves destitute and they have access to, I mean, if criminals can get guns, What do you think is going to happen then?
Well, I think we, you know, when you talk about all these people coming across, you know, the Democrats or the powers that be that want to use them are just looking at this as an opportunity to increase their votes, to increase their people. Because when you create government dependency, Dave, you create generational dependency. I hope people got that, because these people are going to come across, they're going to have children, and those children are going to grow up with a dependent state of mind, depending on the government to do A, B, C, and D. So that is a cultural generational problem that we're going to have to deal with. And I think going back to your other point about where'd the money go, you know, in some of these states, like, for example, Texas, I get it, it's a controversial issue, but if you use the National Guard, which is under the command of the governor, and then the feds come back and say, well, we're not going to give you any money. Good. Call their bluff. Protect your states. You have a duty. You know, these governors swear to protect the Constitution of the United States and of their state. How can you do that if you don't even know what it says? And so we've got to knock off the political pandering, Dave, and begin to take some bold, courageous decisions for the good of all people in our states and in our country, you know, and quit allowing this criminal element, not just the criminal element, but the opportunity element to come across, because it's doing them a disservice as well.
Well, the bigger problem is you have all these people in the state house in Austin, by the way, which used to be the number one city everybody wanted to go to. And now it's like way down the list, followed by San Antonio. It's not just the illegal immigration. It's the wokeness and all the other garbage that's going on. They wanted to keep Austin weird. Now Austin's real estate market is in the toilet. Nobody wants to move there because they don't want to put up with the woke nonsense. It's as bad as, you know, Adidas now putting onesie female swimsuits on male models. They really want to twist this thing into oblivion. I think it's all nothing but a weapon of mass distraction of what's really going on. The bigger problem that we the people have to face is that people in Austin, as well as some of these other states that could do something about it, are all D.C. wannabes. They all see themselves in some big high echelon position, whether it's Congress or being appointed as a cabinet post or whatever in D.C. and moving on to the bigger game where you can really make money. And that's what this has been all about. It's not about we the people. I mean, the Texas vote got killed in the House in Austin because of Jeff Leach. And now they've sued him because he's accusing all the Texas supporters of being treasoners and seditioners. And it's like, look, we're trying to peacefully do what Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution says. And apparently our leaders in Austin don't care about the Constitution. It's not that they don't understand it and know that it's there. It's just they're dutifully ignoring it and putting us all in harm's way. It's just a matter of time, in my book, before all of a sudden you get these nighttime visitors that are destitute, that have no place to go, and they want to break into your house. And when you've got constables in Houston and various other places saying, if they're on your property, shoot them in the head.
That's right.
How long is it going to be before we end up in this kind of an armed conflict?
Well, it's not going to be long, because, you know, the strategy of the Democrats is to infiltrate these big cities like in Austin, like a San Antonio, like a Houston, and just overpopulate them with their people, their ideologies, their indoctrination. And when you do that, they understand the way our election systems are set up, that you can actually control those big cities, forget the rural areas, forget the good people of America, you know, and just you can abandon them. You can still win your elections. You can still have your control. You can still have your power. And the second thing behind that is people are beginning to view the federal government, and we have to change our perspective. We have to quit pouring our money, time, effort, and confidence into the federal government. Thinking they're going to save us is like transferring responsibility of a home to your five-year-old. They cannot protect your home. It's the state's responsibility. We're the parents. We're the people. The federal government should be the child. And we've got to begin to switch that paradigm around again, because you're right. The oldest temptation, or one of the oldest temptations to mankind's history, is the love of money, fame, power, and influence. Look, I can let that get into my life. We can all let that get into our lives. But we got to be guarded against that. A great leader serves the people and asks them what he or she can do for them, as opposed to what you can do for me. And these politicians are becoming nothing more than profit centers. They've become nothing more than influence centers. And I see them arguing, getting publicity, and I'm thinking to myself, what a waste of garbage time. The people of America are suffering, and we've got to get a hold of this right now. And I'm just calling the people to stand up, know the Constitution, know your rights. Maybe there's a sheriff out there that can figure it out. Maybe there's one governor out there that will grow a backbone and learn to stand up.
Well, and I think they're all suffering from a major case, especially the male governors, of a major case of cryptorchidism.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite words I got from med school, Dr. Mark.
No, I think you're right. A few people are going, "What does that mean?" But I got you. it's interesting, you know. It's like we, as the people in the states, have become subservient to the federal government, and that's the opposite of the 10th Amendment. I encourage people to go back and read the 10th Amendment, you know, and look at limitation of Congress's power. Look at what they're doing, and then compare that with what you see broadcast on mainstream media, and you're going to be going, that's not even constitutional. I don't care what they think. And it's got to be that important. Even the president's got less power, really, than the House does. And so there's checks and balances that are there, and the same thing that's happening right now was a nightmare scenario for our founders, and we're seeing that thing play out in front of us right now.
Well, and this, of course, this Title 42 ending was kind of the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back, because now you've got tens of thousands of people lining up that are just going to be rushing the border trying to get in here. They're the 1,500 troops that everybody, oh, they're sending all the troops to the border to guard everything, and all these troops are there is to assist in processing more of these illegals into the country. And, you know, when you've got the Texas DPS and everybody else down there, and they put up the concertina wire, and I'm going, okay, so you guys can't come in here. You have to go down there. So swim down there more. Hey, by the way, they put crocodiles and alligators in the Rio Grande. Have a nice day. You know, I wish they would, you know, because that would just keep them all over on the Mexican side. But the thing is that the asylum rules under Title 8, they're supposed to seek asylum in another country
first.
Because that's the only way they're going to get in here. And this is what a federal judge has now had to tell the Biden administration. Sorry, but you can't do what you're doing. They have to, you have to confirm and get some sort of paperwork. Otherwise, they got to stay right where they are until they can show or demonstrate that they got asylum and made an offer of asylum in another country and were turned down in order to get in here. So, you know, this is just craziness. They're ignoring that, too.
Sherry, yeah, that's right. They're supposed to actually, you know, if they cross over from Guatemala to Honduras, they're supposed to seek asylum in that initial country they come in. That's the place. They can't just skip through and go to the country of desire and request asylum. That's not the way that things worked out. And you're right. The ending of Title 42, you're seeing a spin on that already. You know, well, we're seeing less people. No, they're probably documenting less people. That's the thing. It's all about perception and statistical illusion, if you will. And that's what they're trying to spin out here. There's still a lot of people. It's still overcrowded. It's still a mess. It's going to be more of a mess. And you've hit on the key element of this. Where are they going to go? Who's going to pay their bill on one hand? On the other hand, who are these people? What's their agenda? And how is the cartel and China going to use that to infiltrate America through more fentanyl smuggling? You can bet that's going to be a part of it. You can also bet that sex trafficking is going to continue. You can also bet that the play of the coyote process is going to continue. People are going to be victimized. They're going to be abused. And the cartels are going to get more money and more power, all of which are negative, nonsensical situations that don't have to be.
844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call in if you want to talk to Dr. Mark Sherwood. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone. Go.
Yes, quickly. That sheriff that you mentioned down there in Texas, that they needed, the people that want to help him needed the $2,000 bond.
Right, Brad.
If someone would set up a Give, Send, Go account and get it out on alternative media, because they're not going to put it out on regular media. If that guy that on the subway in New York City that restrained that passenger that was
they raised $2 million for him just in a couple of days. I mean, that's how big his legal defense fund got.
And this would show how many people are really concerned about the border.
Okay,
so that's
Sherry,
all my comment is. Thank
Sherry,
you.
Sherry, you can start a Give, Send, Go account for that.
Well, I don't I don't do the internet that much. I'm not even on the internet at home.
All right. So,
just a suggestion. Anyway,
yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, but the thing is it only takes just one time on Gibson Go, even if you are on the internet, for whoever is interested. Maybe somebody in Texas will do that. Set up a Gibson Go account and figure out a way to get that $2,000 bond and see how many sheriff's deputies we can get down there. But the bigger problem is if you get them on the border, they're being told and hamstrung as to what they can do and can't do under the directive of the sheriff, because the sheriff is like, well, you can't shoot back unless they come over to our side of the fence and start shooting. And it's like, man, we could stop this in a heartbeat. It only takes a few rounds and they're going to turn and run the opposite direction. But then the cartels are going to open fire and then you've started a war. And see, this is what the sheriff's being told by the federal government. And the sheriffs are listening to the Fed.
Yep.
And the Fed's telling the sheriff, you can't do that. And the sheriff, like I said, suffers from a case of cryptorchidism. Sorry, Brad, hate to do this to you, but I mean, you're either a constitutional sheriff or you're not. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, Mark, you and I both know that they literally have to grow a pair if this is going to be successful.
They do. And, you know, talking and putting my former law enforcement hat on here, I can tell you that.
Love it. I want to hear this.
I did that for 24 years and served my city proudly and was 10 years with the SWAT team. You know, law enforcement, as a general rule, is not a job for cowards. It's a job for heroes. And you can't be a politician and be a courageous hero. There's two different things. You have to become a hero first while you're doing the role of a politician. That's the way it is. And that's what, you know, Sheriff Brad and the rest of them need to do. I get it. It's a hard situation. I get it that they might be risking their seat in the next election. But for the good of the people, for God's sake, step up. And if there's a law, and I appreciate Sherry's suggestion too, if there's a way, there is people in Texas that have some money. I think that the law needs to be examined from the sheriff's office. How can they receive that? What are the legalities? What sources can they receive money? What's the accounting of same, et cetera? And then will they deputize the right people? And will they stand up realizing they are the top law enforcement, top elected official in that county, that they can protect the borders of their county? That is their responsibility. That is their duty. And it is a great opportunity they have to sort of win back the confidence of the people that give a damn, and then also protect the people of those counties, Dave.
Yep. And I wish they would. But again, you know, we have this issue. Sheriff Richard Mack has not gotten to a lot of these people. Yep. There's, you know, this is a thing. Sheriff Mack, I know if he were still in the driver's seat, he would have done something in Arizona, but unfortunately that is not to be, because I don't know what it is about the voters and the fact that they supposedly elected a Democrat governor. I mean, there's just so many things that are going wrong with the equation, and we're just kind of sitting back going, okay, what's next? And then you were talking about, which is one of your big focuses these days, is to get the community that you're living in to rally around their own situation and come together as a community to basically fight what's going on. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I'd love to see an LRAD set up on top of everybody's house, separated by a mile, so we could all sit there and get on that thing and bark and turn on warbles if there's an alarm and we see ourselves being invaded, that the neighbors can get together and form a fire line and do all these things to try to protect themselves in the event were to be invaded. Now, it could be any number of things. I mean, we took an oath. I was in during NAM. I took an oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and I keep telling people, fill in that blank.
Yeah.
Because this is a thing, you know, you got all these vets out there, I know for sure, that are just sitting there armed and ready and them their heels just waiting for something to happen.
I talked to a lot of veterans who are very frustrated right now, Dave. They say things like, this is not what I fought for. This is not what I risked my life for. This is not what I saw my brother and sisters die for. And, you know, you mentioned Sheriff Richard Mack. He's a terrific friend of mine.
Yeah,
great guy.
Well, I'm a member of CSPOA, too. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, I'm on his side.
He is amazing. And I can tell you that most sheriffs around the country are not involved because they don't even know what their job is. And that's a harsh statement, but it is true. And, you know, we need, And there's got to be out there, if you're listening, one sheriff, one, who will say, you know what, I'm in. And if you don't know what we're talking about, seek out Richard Mack, seek out myself, and we'll connect you with the right information. I know you have it, Dave, so that people can be equipped. The people in the counties, the wonderful counties of Texas, just for example, and every other state's the same, they can stand up together and they can support their sheriff. And the governor, if you can find one with any sort of backbone, would affirm what the sheriff is doing and give them a backing. But even if they don't, the sheriff has a duty and a responsibility to protect. And this has to happen, Dave, because right now we're being completely overrun. We're being overrun by politics. We're being overrun by money influence. We're being overrun by the federal government. All of these things happening, and we're seeing our, I don't want to say just our rights, man, we're seeing our lives, our future being snatched from before us right in front of us.
Well, we're at the top of the hour break. Mark, you can stay with us for another half an hour. Oh, wonderful. I love this guy. Hey, we'll be back with your phone calls. You callers that are on hold, stay put. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.